He is, of course, the coaching director, John Worsfold, and he joins us now. John, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really well, thanks.
Great to hear. Now, John, almost a complete game on Friday night. Are you confident the boys are going to be able to replicate then that again in their next performance?
That's the expectation, yeah. The players showed when they're really switched on up and about the style of footy that they've been working to bring all year, and the aim then to be a great team is to do that week in, week out. So, yeah, the onus is on them now to back that up with a similar performance.
It's interesting because we saw Richmond beat Hawthorn last week, and then next week they played pretty poorly against you guys, Adelaide. What can you do to guard against that that emotional letdown that sometimes comes from a big win, and then you're playing a lowly rated side the next week?
Yeah, really the focus is on forget about where your next opponents are rated, where they sit on the ladder, and have that really strong focus on what we did well. You know, what was it that made our performance against Richmond so impressive? And are we prepared to bring that sort of energy and effort again? So there were some great learnings from the game. The players have reviewed that. They're very clear now about the level that they can play at. And when they're up at that level, you know, how effective it can be. So we'll certainly be aiming to put that same sort of pressure on. No game ever flows exactly the same way, but we think if we put that same effort and intensity and game style against Essendon, it should be able to deliver us a win.
Johnny, it was a great turnaround in form from the Sydney game, as disappointing as it was, but it tells us that the coach's plans and instructions were spot on, and with that, the players were listening and executed. And that's what I love, that big turnaround. Not a lot of teams can do that. Wisher, that's a huge positive.
Yeah, it's, it was turning a poor performance around and backing it up with a really good one sort of does raise those questions about why we were off the week before. But, you know, in the AFL, there are weeks when you come off intense game, sometimes off travel, sometimes you're playing an opposition without an extra day's break than you. You know, against Sydney, we came up against a Sydney team that have been believing that they're one of the premiership fancies this year, but they'd had a couple of quiet weeks themselves. And it all conspired for us to our inability to bring the real intense effort meant we were found out short. So it was great to be able to bounce back. But as I said, to be a team that isn't just fighting to try and earn their spot in the eight, to be one of the really good teams, you need to be a lot more consistent in bringing that that high intense effort.
We called it, Bix and I, through the whole call, just loved the team care, the real sense of spirit and team Friday night. The boys were just up for the fight from the first bounce to the last. Which players, in your eyes, will should drive or demand that standard that's impressed you?
Well, I think the midfield have been very good all year, and they felt like they really let the rest of the team down against Sydney. Yeah. They were below their normal output. So those guys were pretty keen to start, start with a real big effort. So Big Sauce was great in the middle, and that gave the good opportunity for the senior players in there, like Tomo and Danger, but also young Crouch, to go through there and really perform at a high level. And that gave us the ability to get the ball forward, and then the way the team worked to lock it in and really not give Richmond any opportunity to get free-flowing footy going was outstanding.
From afar, you would have had an opinion or an assessment of this playing group. Now that you're working with them, you see them daily. Has that changed? What's impressed you, Wisher?
I've really been impressed by their buy-in to the game plan that they've been working on all year, that they're committed to it. They really believe in it and they want to see it work. And I think it was not nice to see, but it was reassuring to see how disappointed they were with their efforts against Sydney, knowing that it was well below what they can deliver and the style of footy that they've been trying to play. So to bounce back and then put on one of their best performances for the season in that regard, it should be reassuring to those guys now that, you know, when they play the style of footy they've been working on as a team, that's really good enough to beat all the teams.
Is it easier or harder to keep the players focused on that game that's just in front of them as the finals get closer and closer?
No, it's pretty easy to keep focused on the next game, because if we have any slip-ups, you know, it's a really tight top eight at the moment. There's the mix of the eight, the couple of teams outside it that are desperate to get back in. It's very tight. So we need to win each week. Otherwise, a gap starts to open up and it gets tougher and tougher. So the boys know we just can't focus any further than Essendon, really.
I'm just worried all the peanuts like Rowie and I want to talk finals, and we're doing ladder predictors and everything like that. You got to, as best you can, you've got to try and insulate the players from that, and they just have to try and insulate themselves just to think about that next game, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we tend to keep the players busy, unlike you and Rowie. You've got too much time on your hands.
Excuse me, I'm 1 week at a time, you see.
We try and keep the players focused on, you know, obviously they train. Their focus is on what Essendon are going to bring this week. Essendon's efforts have been pretty solid recently, and, you know, they'll be aiming to test us out to the absolute limit. So we know that it's going to take a full four-quarter effort again to beat the Bombers, and that's our focus. It is good fun to have a look at the other games that are on this weekend and which way they may go and where you may end up, but, you know, really none of that matters if we don't win.
One of your tasks, amongst others, at the club is to assess and support the coaches, probably the most important one. How are they going? In your eyes, how are they going?
I think they're going really well. Yeah, it's, we can't underestimate how tough it has been, and a few changes in roles that they're playing. So, not only at the senior level with Scotty, what he's been doing, Matty Clark stepping up into that midfield, in charge of that midfield role, Heath Uni stepping up to assist there, and then some of the guys even in control of the Sandful team, the way they've been going about it, and, you know, having that team continuing to improve and perform at a really high level. I think they've been outstanding the way they've gone about it, maintaining the player focus as well. So, look, those guys really deserve high commendations.
Externally, Scotty tells us, oh, I'm just sitting back, not sure if I want it yet. Internally, it may be different. In your eyes, you reckon he could do the gig?
I think he's got the skill set. If he decided that he wanted to be a senior coach, I think he's got the skill set. But it's a lot more than just the skill set. You know, your life has to fit around it. Your family has to be on board with the intensity of the role, and you've got to really be passionate about taking on the job. So that's the stuff that Scotty has to weigh up over the remainder of this year. But I know at the moment he's it's a tough job what he's doing, and he's really focused on just trying to help the boys win enough games to earn their spot in the finals.
Let's take Scott Camporelli out of it for a second and call it a rookie coach, because that is one of the probabilities that the next coach of the Adelaide Football Club could be someone coaching a team for the first time. All those things you mentioned, is that too much for a person doing it for the first time? Do they need someone there to assist in a role like you're doing now?
It's not like a necessity, but depending on how long they've been in the industry, where the playing group's at, sometimes it is very handy to have someone there to assist in that. So, you know, there's some guys out there who we would call rookie coaches, but they may have been in assistant coaching roles for 10 or 12 years. So some of those guys may be ready to step in and not need that support. But, you know, in the situation that the Adelaide Football Club are in, I think it is something they need to consider, because they've had a couple of changes of coaches over the last couple of years, and it may take a little bit more to help get the players refocused and learning another game plan if that's the way they go.
Have you been asked for your recommendation whether it needs to be an experienced senior head or they could do with a rookie?
No, they haven't really asked me which way I would go, but I've certainly been asked for my opinion on the way both scenarios may play out.
Okay. So,
you know, we're required. I can talk to the club about what I've seen in the past and how different things work. But, you know, really that's going to be the club's call.
You willing to put a couple of names out there? What about Sumer and Don Pike?
You're putting them out there, Rowe.
No, I am.
Me.
I like it.
Oh, there's a lot of guys out there around the competition. You know, I know those two guys really well. Mm. I'm not even sure if they're both considering senior coaching still as part of their plans. But they're both outstanding men, and you know, if they were keen and putting their hand up, I think they'd be worth talking to. But yeah, I've seen the quality of guys throughout the competition at other clubs. You know, people have talked about Simon Lloyd at Fremantle, and obviously Stewie Jew and Brendan Bolton. They're three guys that I've had a bit to do with this year, and there's others that are doing the Level 4 coaching accreditation that are all outstanding, plus some guys that aren't doing the Level 4 this year that will probably do it next year and the year after that are outstanding as well.
Pick one. Give me a name.
No, I'm not picking anyone.
All right.
Put him on the spot, Roy.
I can ask the question. Hey, last time we spoke, you said you didn't think you could love a role like yours, the inverted commas coaching director. It's 2 weeks down the track. You're loving it even more, Woosha?
I think you love any role where you're passionate about the actual industry you're in, and you're working with good people. And, you know, that's what I'm learning, getting to know, feel my way around. And the other thing that motivates us is if we feel like we're out making a difference and adding some value. And, you know, I think I can see where I can start to add more and more value over the remainder of this footy season for the club and for the players and the coaches. So, I'm really excited about what we're trying to achieve over the next month of home and away rounds, and then hopefully earn that right to play finals.
Well, I'm just letting you know as well, Woosha. Look, it's not normally this cold in Adelaide. It's a little bit, not quite, you know, this chilly. If you did decide to stay, it wouldn't be as bad next year. I promise you that'd be right, Roy. Fair assessment.
Well, let me just say, I did hear a rumour, Woosha, and I'm hoping it's not true, you being that tough, hard, respected leader that you have been, that you're wearing thermals under your clothing. you actually got a pair of long johns on. Woosha, please tell me that's not true.
No, that is not true. Not that there's anything wrong with that, Rowie. But,
hang on, you can't wear thermals and singlets. And
hey, John, you've been here for a little while now. In terms of where the club's positioned with their playing stocks, we saw last week there were 7 players under 30 games who took part in that great win. Your assessment, are they in a pretty strong position moving forward?
Yeah, I think they're in a good position, definitely. There's two or three outstanding players that aren't in that side at the moment. You know, Jentsch and Crouch, you know, they'd be in the best team. So, you know, you've got them to add to the playing stocks next year. And while they're adding that top-line value, you're going to get a lot of improvement for those young guys you're talking about. You know, they're going to just improve over a number of seasons still. So, taking that into account, I think Adelaide should, you know, expect improved performances over the next few years and climb the ladder. And they've got the ability to do that, to add to that via the draft or via trading, add another one or two good top-line players that can develop and make them even stronger again over the next 3 or 4 years.
Richard Douglas is missing another week with his appendix. What happened? Did he get an infection? Did they rip open? Or what? You can't miss 2 weeks with appendix, can you?
Yeah, I don't know.
Woosha, just let me say this. Rowe just wants to get this back to him because he had his out and he played again in 6 days' time. So this is where it's headed. But he's worried about Dougsy because he's missed 2 weeks. Yeah.
He's my boy. Yeah. What's wrong?
I know. Rowe, did you get a kick after 6 days out?
Woosha, let me tell you, and I said that to Richard Douglas, I played in 6 days.
0.0.
I played like a dog.
All right, there you go. Team first, Rowe.
Yeah, team first, team first.
Hey, John, thanks so much for joining us. We always love chatting to you. We appreciate your candour, and good luck for next week and the coming weeks.
Thanks very much.
Well done, Johnny Worsfold there, brought to you by Balfour's Bakery. Available at your local deli or supermarket, as we say. Balfour's baking people happy since 1853. How measured, controlled and experienced does he sound?
I felt calm just interviewing. I can only imagine what the other coaches must feel when he's just that influence in the back of the box.
We've got to give him his time to do it because respectfully for what he's done and what he's giving up to do the job he's doing, we've got to not prod and poke too hard about him staying. But boy, oh boy, wowee, Bix. We've got to do everything we can.
Well, and if you look at the a lot of text messages coming through while we're doing that interview, and to a man, it's sign Woosher up. I love listening to Woosher. How good is he? Woosher this, Woosher that. So there's certainly a groundswell of support if he did decide that he would like that role.
We need the heat. Doesn't like the cold.